And it has been a bumpy day for the markets, with the Dow dropping more than 200 after the opening bell. The Nasdaq also fell by 1% this morning. Japan's Nikkei stock average saw its biggest drop since mid-April. So what's going on? Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us now in the studio for a look at the markets and some other concerns. Kurt, what's behind what we're seeing in the markets?
I remember sitting in this same chair after the election, and the stock markets were way up. And the reason was investors thought that Republicans in power, holding the White House and Congress, would cut taxes, unleash business so that the economy would grow and jobs would be created and good times would be had by all. This is just showing that investors are starting to question whether the White House can execute, can actually get some of the stuff done that they were expecting was going to happen.
And this is the concern among Republicans, that we're kind of distracted by a lot of things coming out of the White House that have nothing to do with tax reform, and they really want to be able to get that through. Well, we'll keep an eye on the markets, but let's talk about some new concerns being raised after last week's global ransomware attack, which we know hit a lot of health systems around the world. Now, new concerns that medical devices could be vulnerable to future attacks. Tell us more.
Yeah, so researchers have found that they can actually go into things like pacemakers and insulin pumps and defibrillators, and they can actually steal patient information, flatten the device's battery, or send malicious messages to the pacemaker. Mm. So this is all in theory at this point, but researchers have shown that, you know, they can actually, hackers could do something that threatens people's lives.
Has it ever happened?
It hasn't happened. There have been cases where insulin pump makers have disclosed to the FDA that they had some vulnerabilities.
Right.
There have been malware attacks in hospitals where medical devices and medical equipment have been compromised, but usually to get backdoor access into hospital-like IT systems, not necessarily into patients. But it's a big concern.
Sure. Well, what are hospitals supposed to do?
Well, they've got purchasing power, right? They are the ones who buy all this stuff. And so they are significant. They've got the power of the purse. They can say to these companies, please disclose your vulnerabilities, your risks, what we can do about it. That's number one. They also can do, like any organization, do what it needs to do and make sure that they reduce risk of threats coming into the hospital or into the system from outside through training and through technology. And finally, you know, they need to talk more with each other. And if something comes up in one place, they need to know about it.
Well, Harvard Business Review has a piece on the very best cybersecurity, which is training employees.
Yeah. So the researchers in this one write that, you know, human forms of malware are curiosity, ignorance, apathy, and hubris. So, actually, most of the threats in companies come because people have made mistakes. And so training people, not spending millions of dollars on equipment and technology, but just training people to be smarter goes a long ways.
Yeah. I mean, that you could have human malware just if your people aren't noticing something. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, thanks as always.
You got it.